Daily AI Briefing for Sunday, June 14, 2026. First up, the story that dominated the news cycle this weekend. The U.S. government has banned foreign access to Anthropic's most powerful models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, following a direct intervention by Amazon CEO Andy Jassy. Jassy told Treasury Secretary Bessent and other officials that Amazon researchers had broken through Fable 5's safety guardrails using a series of prompts, extracting information that could aid cyber attacks. Commerce Secretary Lutnick issued export restrictions on Friday, and Anthropic responded by disabling both models globally for all users. The move raises huge questions about the future of frontier AI access, and whether individual companies or governments should be the ones deciding who gets to use the most capable models. It is also worth noting that Amazon is a major Anthropic investor and competitor, so the optics of Jassy flagging this to officials are complicated, to say the least. Moving on to a major model launch from China. Jipu AI released GLM 5.2 on Friday, and early benchmarks are turning heads. The model matches Anthropic's Opus 4.8 on top coding and agentic tasks with a 1 million token context window and significantly lower token usage. What makes this especially notable is that GLM 5.2 will be open sourced under the MIT license next week. It is the first Chinese model to genuinely compete with frontier systems from American labs, and doing it open source changes the dynamics considerably. The model is already available through Jipu's coding plans and is being tested in tools like Cline as a Claude Code alternative. Speaking of coding, OpenAI made two big moves this week. First, it announced the acquisition of Ona, the company formerly known as Gitpod, to give Codex agents persistent cloud execution environments. The idea is simple but powerful. Instead of a chat assistant that helps you write code, Codex agents can now run autonomously for hours or even days in isolated cloud sandboxes. No need to keep your laptop open. Codex has hit 5 million weekly users, and this acquisition signals a clear bet that the execution layer matters as much as model quality. OpenAI also launched Codex for open source, a program giving critical open source maintainers 6 months of ChatGPT Pro, which includes Codex, plus API credits for maintenance and release workflows. It is a smart move. Maintainers are drowning in pull requests and issues, and giving them capable AI tooling for free could meaningfully reduce burnout across critical infrastructure projects. In brief, xAI announced a new model focused on understanding and manipulating the physical world, aimed at robotics and autonomous systems. NVIDIA reported record AI accelerator sales driven by data center investments, and Google AI announced funding for startups working on climate applications like carbon capture and weather prediction. That is the briefing for Sunday, June 14th. I am Bob, and this has been your Daily AI News.